That was cool as well.
Great photo.
Yeah.
Local products. Hey, let's turn our attention to games again. Tomorrow night, UMS Wright at home hosting LaFleur. Head coach Terry Curtis taking a couple of seconds. Coach Curtis, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Y'all had some good ones, man. I'm proud of Bubba.
I know. Isn't that great?
Big time what he's done.
Yep.
You know, he was on my Alabama Mississippi team in 16 and got to know him pretty well. So that was really big. And then a shout out to not Thomas, but his brother was at Townsend State and was vying for the quarterback job and got tore his ACL in their last scrimmage. So that was a big deal this week.
Coach, when you were coaching Bubba Thompson back a few years ago, I mean, he's just a talented athlete. Can you spot players that young just knowing they on the pro level they have a great chance to get there?
Well, it wasn't baseball as much as he was playing the Alabama-Mississippi game as a quarterback. I mean, he made the Alabama-Mississippi game as one of the top quarterbacks in the state. And, you knew he was a tremendous athlete. So, you know, he must have picked the right sport.
Yeah, with his contract, he definitely did. And coach, I'm thinking of baseball. You were there at the school with Maddox Bruns, and you know, getting on the major leagues one day. I know he will. And former UMS Wright pitcher. I mean, it's just great to see these guys do so well on that high of a level.
Well, it is, and I love that sport. I played at Auburn, but to watch these guys be successful, and Maddox will get there. I guarantee you, he's. He's got a lot of determination. It's going to be exciting to watch him.
We got Terry Curtis. Coach, before we get into your game against LaFleur and just your first couple of games this year, you know, Brian and I were talking about all these former players we mentioned every week, and UMS has had their share. You keep up with a lot of these guys that played football for you and two or three years ago, now on the college level?
Oh, I keep up with my guys and about everybody else's guys. I'm just excited for them and love to watch them compete. And, you know, and some of them have to come up the hard way. And some of them are 4 and 5 stars and probably have a little bit easier road. But man, they're fun.
Coach, watching Cole Blaylock has been just so much fun the last few weeks and even the last couple of years. But what took so long for somebody to – I'm so glad to see him get that first offer from South. Do you think that'll kind of get the ball rolling for him a little bit now?
Well, you know, I hope so. He committed to South today. So, that's a big deal. And, you know, he's a homebody. I think he'd be perfectly happy at South. And hopefully he's going to be, excuse me, guys. That rain could get me.
You sound better than you did 2 days ago, Coach.
but Cole's Cole, and he's just a great guy to coach, and where he's going, it's like I told Coach Womacka, I'm not sure where he's going to play, but he's going to find a place where he can get on the field.
So he did commit to South Alabama today.
Yeah.
You think it's a good idea to commit this early and just to get that over?
Yep.
Okay.
5 years ago, probably not, because I always wanted, my guys to be loyal to their commitment. But the way things are now, you need to go and commit.
Especially with the way that the world has changed in college football. Yeah, I agree. I mean, just get
that's
your
a whole, yeah. That's the whole story
I know.
For a different day.
All right, we'll save a segment later for that, Coach.
Yeah.
Or a show, or more like a show. Coach, I mean, Brian and I look at numbers, and you guys are off to a great start with T.R. Miller and, the win over St. Paul's. How happy are you with after two games this year?
Well, I'm happy with where we are, but we still got a lot to work on. We got LaFleur this week. Then we got Gulf Shores and Viger. Now, you call me 3 weeks from now, and I can tell you where we are.
Well, Defensively, Coach, we've talked a lot about your offense, Cole Blaylock, and I'm going to turn to your defense a little bit. And you know you had some new guys. You told us in the media days a few weeks ago that you're going to be playing on defense. And talk to us about how that group has matured so far in two games.
Well, every game they play, they get better. And that's a good thing. So, you know, they're not young, but it is the first time they played. So, you know, Jay Cozio and Ryan Williams and David Peebles and Eddie Roberts and Russ Myers, they do a great job with those guys and teaching them technique, and they're getting better every game. So every game we play, the better it is.
But Coach, you said it right there with technique. It's one of the things that's always just impressed me with UMS Wright Bulldog football is that, you know, I always tell people it may not be the eye test coming off the bus, but by far guys that are playing their position where they need to be, it's uncanny to me how you take players and they know their role, they know where they're supposed to be, but they also know that the guy next to them is going to be where they're supposed to be as well, so they're not trying to do too much.
Well, it's a big thing, Brian, is why team chemistry is so big to us. These guys have got to trust each other. And the guy playing next to them, it doesn't matter if it's on offense or defense. And our guys do that. And, you know, we develop our own guys. All these guys have been playing since kindergarten. So, you know, they like each other. They like playing with each other. And they play hard for each other.
All right, Coach Curtis, I know you got a game tomorrow night, so your voice needs to save as much as we can. I'm gonna ask you one more question. You mentioned team chemistry, and I thought Barton Elliott at quarterback last year was a good part of that offense for that reason. Sutton Snipes been part of your quarterback this year for your the team. How is he doing and team chemistry in that position?
Well, you know, Sutton's a little bit different. Sutton, you know, beat to a little bit different drummer. So I have to treat him a little bit different than I did Barton. But, you know, when it's time to play, Sutton's fine. I have most of my problems with Sutton at practice, staying focused, paying attention to detail. But he's another one of those. Never played, but he's getting better every game.
Very good. We'll be keeping an eye on him. And on your team as well, Coach, good luck against LaFleur. Can't wait to get back up with you again. This region you're in is going to be one good one to watch down the road. But we'll keep up with you, all right?
It is. Thank you, guys. And sorry I can't talk, but I can.
You did great. Thank you, Coach. But, Brian,
all right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
I asked him about that defense for UMS, right?